Let's start with the Civil War. And I'm going to start positive. Beavs came out with a pulse. They came out with a little bit of drive in them, decided they weren't going to roll over and die, decided they were going to compete with Oregon for about 10 seconds.
For a drive.
Yeah. I was stoked, dude. It was 7-7. I was like, ooh, give me a game.
They came out feisty defensively. They came out. I think Murphy started 3 of 4. I want to say, I think he missed his next 11 throws.
Yeah.
I think he ended up, at one point in time, was 3 of 14.
I saw one nice pass from him.
I mean, some of it was he was running for his life. The other part of it was guys couldn't hold on to the ball. And there was a couple of times where he just missed throws. But it was like, the drive they scored on, he looked really good.
He looked really good. The offense was moving.
And then it was, that was it.
I know, but, you know, we've been really critical. Actually, I don't know. I don't think we've been critical. I think we've been really honest with the state of the Oregon State program. I am trying not to take shots because you can take those same shots at my program. But I was glad to see they came out with effort. It felt like a rivalry game.
Yeah, I mean, Hankerson ran the ball in the first drive and then could not after that.
Yeah, and I look, for all you Beaver fans out there, and we talked about it all last week, and you guys had your say, and you know, we interviewed multiple people on the conversation about it over the last few weeks. The fact that you came out with a pulse, I think, really shows a lot. It shows that maybe this team isn't as bad as we think, that they've had some bad hiccups in the year, but the fact that they came to play at least for, you know, maybe a quarter before things got really dicey, kudos.
I mean, did anything change?
No, absolutely nothing.
And that's kind of my point with this. The fact that nothing has changed and you had one drive offensively and defensively that was like,
just say it.
I always preface it with, I hate calling for people's jobs. Why does Trent Bray have a job today?
I have no idea.
Why does Trent Bray have a job
today?
I have no idea.
And I think it's because, I think a lot of it is because I read, I think December 1st.
Is the buyout.
His buyout drops. So they're but probably waiting. I know.
What's all the money for, dog?
I know.
Get the process started. Season's lost.
It ain't for Malik Murphy, I'll tell you that.
You know what I mean?
Rob other kids for Malik Murphy.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why not get your, to save a couple million bucks?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
A couple million bucks or the future of your program? I don't know. I think maybe I'd go the future of the program.
I would too, 100%.
Get an interim in there and control, because if you're in that locker room right now, you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, for sure.
So basically you're saying I'm not going to fire him because I don't want my guys to leave too early?
They're all going. Well, I don't know if they're all going. I don't know where they're going.
That's look, I don't want to disparage these kids. I don't either.
Reality is reality.
You're not Himothy.
No.
Be happy you're there.
Yeah.
Because whoever comes in next.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Zevi Eckhouse situation at Wazoo. Jimmy Rogers walks in and is like, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play you. Then he got to the point where he plays him. But yeah, new regimes come in and like people not from the building, and it don't matter who you are.
No.
It don't matter. Yeah,
look,
I don't
look,
know.
Prime went too far with it when he got to Colorado. I'm bringing Louis. Now, he did bring a Heisman Trophy winner. So
he did
bring some Louis. He also brought some fake Gucci, but.
Sure.
You know.
I think what kept him his job was the first quarter. Honestly. They came out and looked alive.
Yeah.
Now, after that, the game went as we planned, as we expected. I mean, I expected Oregon to cover the spread. We talked about it last week. Did we think Dan Lanning was going to pull up? I don't think he pulled up. I think that offense kind of struggled to get going a little bit.
No, they did.
But once they did, they did. I mean, this is the best Dante Moore we saw all year.
Dante Moore had a couple throws in this game, but the one to me was the first throw of the year watching the Ducks where I went, ooh, like it caused me to do the sit up in the couch, sit up in the chair, kind of a, ooh, that little half scramble out to the right side, plants his feet and throws a absolute back shoulder missile to Malik Benson. And I went, it was one of those things where I'm in the house by myself watching with the dogs and the dogs are half asleep on my lap. And I went, woo! Like
the dogs wake up.
Like, oh, what the hell just happened? And I'm just like, sorry, guys, I got a little excited. Like, that was the first time I saw Dante Moore make a throw this season where I was like, okay, that's a, you know, go full, you know, Adam Sandler. That's some high quality H2O. Like, that was a high quality throw. That perked me up a little bit. And then Jordan Davison, I heard it on the radio call. I think it was Jerry who said it. Called him a touchdown vulture. And I was like,
well,
yeah,
he's a big boy down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is an old touchdown vulture. And he's like, that's a big old boy. Like, that's having him to be able to lean on, super nice.
He could, in theory, have more touchdowns than yards. The way they use him.
I mean, yeah, but, you
know?
But
not really, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's definitely one of those
guys. He could have 10 yards carrying the football and three touchdowns.
Yeah, you're just like... It's one of those things where if you're the number one running back and you've done all the work to get you down to the goal line, you're like, but I did all the work,
right?
You know,
in fantasy you would hate him.
Oh yeah, it's like when the Saints were putting Taysom Hill on a goal line packages, and you're like, no, Kamara.
yeah, you'd be so mad. I have Mekhi Hughes in my fantasy team. Why doesn't he get the touchdowns?
Yeah. But there's nothing that came out of this game.
No, I mean the.
You went out sad.
If I'm looking for something that came out of this game, is that starters played four quarters. Starter played four quarters. We kind of thought they would to begin with, because this game was a dress rehearsal for Penn State. We thought it might be. We kind of, everyone alluded to it. And I think when it's 41-7 and starters are still in, it's very obvious why. That's my takeaway, is we're ready.
The one thing that kind of stood out to me for Oregon defensively, no sacks.
I mean, Malik can move.
I know, but it was like, it was a little surprising. Now they got a bunch of disruptions for sure, and they sped him up a million times. But I was just like, I thought that was a little weird for a team that I wonder. Like, I wasn't paying that close attention, just how vanilla they were in some of their blitzes and stunts, and just kind of looking.
Maybe
at
it's
that.
The defense that they're hiding.
Yeah,
some of that schematic,
not trying to show
too much
of the sauce ahead of Penn State.
I also sometimes think sack is a misleading.
Oh, it is. I firmly believe it. I just thought it was a little bit interesting when I looked at it, because Betcher was incredible. Betcher was everywhere. Also, did you catch him in the post game?
Mm-mm.
He dropped a little brother.
Oh, did he?
He dropped a little brother.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, spicy. That's a spicy meatball.
It is kind of wild with all the transfers. It's their like first year and only year they're going to play in the Civil War that they got up for it. At least they said the right things to the media.
Yeah. Fun.
Anything I took from this? No. I think this team is ready for Penn State. Now, how they'll look, I got no idea.
I have no idea. It is a matchup of two top six teams in the country, and I have no idea.
We'll preview this game all throughout the week. You know, we'll have Tyson Alger on Wednesday. Swag's working on some
big efforting some Penn State folks.
Yep. Swag is working on some big guests for Dirt and Sprague and for us, so that'll be fun if we can nail those down. But, yeah, I mean, if going into this game, if there's one of the team you feel better about, I feel better about the Ducks just because Penn State hasn't played anybody, but they just look sluggish.
Neither is Oregon.
But Oregon has had moments where it's like, this thing is humming. This thing is clicking. Yeah. The offense is moving the football, whether it's the run game, the passing game, and I haven't seen any of that from Penn State.
That's fair.
So, I mean, I guess if there's anything I've learned is that this team's ready. How they'll play, I have no idea. But I think mentally, physically, they're ready.
There's a lot of shrugging.
You got out healthy. Everyone's healthy. You're going into Penn State, unless you have any hiccups in practice, in theory, at full force. And that's all you wanted.
I mean, Penn State played Nevada 46-11, FIU 34-0, Villanova 52-6.
Yeah, but did you watch any of that? Like, Drew Aller does not look great.
Well, I mean...
I know.
You know where I sit on the Drew Aller fights.
I know, but for the number two team in the nation, I don't know.
We'll see.
Well, now number three.
Number three.
Number three.